Praise be Jesus and Mary. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. In today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 6, Jesus invites his apostles to rest from their intense and very busy apostolic activity, to spend a little bit of time with him in retreat. They were so busy, St. Mark tells us, that they had no opportunity even to eat. They really needed a retreat with the Lord. And so it is for all of us. Every so often, we too need to retreat with our Lord. No matter what our occupation or line of work is, we all have need every so often to simply get away from it all in order to be renewed and rejuvenated physically, mentally, spiritually. The benefits of retreats are immense. On the negative side, a retreat can help us avoid burnout and exhaustion. Whereas on the positive side, a retreat can help strengthen us in both body and soul and help us to carry out more effectively our various work, our apostolates, our mission and vocation. It would be good for us to incorporate in our lives perhaps like a yearly vocation or yearly retreat of some days, if possible. Usually that's manageable. And then maybe even more often every month, a day of recollection. And then even every Sunday, which is a special day for us as Christians, a day of rest and relaxation and retreat. It's a curious thing, though, that while we have nowadays more time-saving appliances and gadgets of so many kinds, from cars and phones and computers to washing machines and dryers and dishwashers, vacuum cleaners, central heating, etc., all wonderful things, that accomplish a great deal for us at the press of a button, practically. And again, all to help us save time, to create more time for us for perhaps more important things, or very important things, leisurely time, time for prayer and so forth. But despite all this, all these gadgets and appliances, we seem to be busier than ever before and have less time than ever before. This is especially the case for us as Americans. We've inherited something of the industrial spirit, well ingrained in us, you could say, in our culture, in our mindset. We greatly value productivity, the value of being busy. And we're particularly susceptible, therefore, to activism, which in our case as Christians isn't a virtue necessarily. In fact, it can be an error, a heresy, the heresy of activism, in the apostolic and spiritual life. For activism can lead us to be so caught up with the works of the Lord as to forget the Lord of all works. And this isn't good at all. We should ask ourselves, are we so busy, even with good things, with the apostolate and good works and so forth, that we forget the Lord for whom we're serving and working for? If so, then we too need to take up our Lord's offer in today's gospel. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Retreat with our Lord. For some people, a retreat with our Lord might be considered a luxury, and there's some truth to that. But for those who are committed to the apostolate, those who want to serve our Lord best, most faithfully, retreating with him is a necessity. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.
Christ to be.